Good morning, church family. Morning. Welcome to Centenary Sunday Worship Service. We had a beautiful memorial service for Ann Harper yesterday. I would like to thank all of you who came to serve for the service, ushers and preparing for the reception. And the flower on the altar is given to the glory of God and in memory of Ann Harper by her family. Special thanks to the building and ground team for the work day yesterday. You did a good job. We have so many guests yesterday, but our church is clean. So thank you. Please pray for Laura, who is in Virginia Baptist Hospital, for her rehab now. Harris, their son from Northern Virginia, came down to take care of Carmen. It would be great that you remember them in your prayers and also send your loving cards or providing loving meals. She's going to stay there till November 4th. Those who would like to donate the Encore cleaning kits, there are two ways to do it. One is for money donation, and the other is to bring materials for the cleaning kit. If you have any questions, please ask co-chairs of the outreach team. So where are they? Okay, oh, Bill is out there, so you can ask both of them. The nurture team is leading the creation of our second Advent devotional booklet. Everyone is encouraged to write a short devotion. The deadline will be November 6th. November 6th. Church Council will meet after worship on the third floor. October has been Encore month, and November is going to be Stewardship month. I hope that you will be able to give abundantly to the Lord in the coming season of Thanksgiving, because God has given us abundantly in this difficult time. I would like to thank all of you who gave me encouragement and loving words in your card last week. I surely felt loved by you all. Among them, the most heartfelt words came from the youngest member in the congregation. I thank you for, you know, just a quotation. I thank you for believing in our church. How about that? So deep. I don't know if she knew what that mean, but I want to be remembered. I want to be remembered as a pastor who believed in you. She believed in us. She believed in our church. Yesterday, the sanctuary was packed. So now I believe that you had those moments full of a congregation in this sanctuary. Yeah. And few of church members this morning told me that they wish we can go back to those days with full of church members. Yes, I wish. But reality is not, but let's believe in our church. We will do good, right? Yes, yes. Now, let us worship the Lord in spirit and truth as we welcome the light of Christ.